Dana for breakfast on 98.1 Parafem. Now, last night on The Bachelorette, Brooke chose her top three, meaning that Kurt didn't receive a rose. He joins me on the phone. Now, mate, I'm sure that we've met before. Have you been working in the Upper Hunter recently?
Yeah, I have been. I've actually been doing a bit of work over at Muswellbrook. So,
right in the heart of the Upper Hunter. Did you come to a trivia night at one of the pubs in Muswellbrook maybe a month and a half ago?
I did, the
yep.
Royal, and
yes.
I'm pretty sure we got dead last.
I'm pretty sure you may have come last.
And we were cheating, so that's a statement, really tells you a lot about
me. You were
me.
Cheating? You were in the table right next to, I host that trivia night, and you were right next to me, I didn't even see you cheating. Well, nice of you to come clean, Kurt.
I was trying to tell everyone else to not cheat, but yeah, anyway.
You have to say that, you're on the radio now. What did you think of the Hunter Valley?
Yeah, no, I love it up there. Hey, I spend a fair bit of time in that sort of area and those regions. I used to do a lot of sort of swim coaching and swim clinics up there because of a swimming background. So,
yeah.
And they love their swimming in that region. So, yeah, I spend a lot of time there. I love the area. I love the people. Everyone's so nice and friendly. So I'm always wanting to go back.
Well, you're our claim to fame on The Bachelorette this season. Let's chat about the show. So last night on The Bachelorette, we saw you had to make a painting for Brooke. And when Conrad revealed his to Brooke, it was pretty clear that they had a pretty good connection. Your face when I don't know if they cut that strange, but your face was absolutely heartbreaking when you saw their connection. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, to be honest, that was a really tough group date. You know, everyone else at that point in time had a single date with Brooke except for myself. So everyone was painting really strong images and meaningful images of their connection with Brooke. And I'm kind of sitting there still on the starting blocks going, I don't really have this connection. And it was really intimidating. And I remember going and chatting to Brooke about my painting and I just didn't feel like it was as deep as anyone else's. So I knew I was in a lot of trouble there. I was clutching at straws a little bit. But I just kind of stuck to my guns and painted what I found attractive in Brooke, more so than our connection, because that's the stage I was at. So just had to kind of back myself going into it. But, yeah, it was very intimidating, yeah.
What was that like? You know, you're dating one woman. Did you feel like you did have that connection with her and she just didn't feel the same?
It's hard to tell in that environment. I think I did feel like I had a spark. I did feel like I had a connection. I felt like it was reciprocated from Brooke as well. But you know, when she's taking everyone else on a single date, you could start to question whether yours is as strong as you think it is. And that's what I was doing towards the end. And I started doubting myself a little bit and I kind of felt like it was coming. But I'm always remaining hopeful and always hoping that, you know, there's some sort of second chance that I can get to get to know her more. So that was sort of what was going through my head.
Well, it's a bit of a tough spot to be in, to be dating someone that everybody else is dating as well. What does that mean is next for you, Kurt? Are you coming back to the Hunter Valley?
Yeah. Do you guys have a singles night at the Royal?
I'll have to hook one up and we'll get you up here, okay?
I'm keen. Let me know.
Legend. All right. The Bachelorette is back next week, Wednesday, 7:30 on Wynn. So lovely to chat and nice to catch up again, Kurt.
Yeah, you too. I'll see you soon at the singles night.